Well, now I have a children's moment.
With who?
With Sandy.
This week, I have to make out thank you cards. I have to get the directions on a game because we're going to be playing it in a couple weeks. I need to get the pattern for a thing that I'm making for somebody. I am just overwhelmed with everything I got to do. Can you help me? Okay. Will you help me? You'll help me, won't you?
No.
No? Why wouldn't you help me? Good morning. You're not going to help me with nothing. Okay. Maybe somebody in the congregation would help me. Do you think they would help me? See, we got help. You don't want to help me? This is what I need. Here's the book. And this is what I'm going to make. But I need somebody to look at it and read the directions and figure out how much I need. You want to do that? Okay. I promised my grandson I would sew this shirt. The hem's coming out. I got the thread, got the needle. Okay, I got a game here. This is not working out at all. I got a game here, and I got the directions, and I have to know the rules so that when I play, I can tell them how they're playing it. Would you do that for me? Oh, good, good. All right. One person. Now, I got a book. I promised my daughters I would crochet some pot holders. I got the instructions. I got the thread. I got the needle. Oh, here's the needle. Here's the thread. Okay, look. It's all ready. I even started it. I even got a chain started. You can finish it. I have thank you cards. You want to write me some thank you cards for me? Oh, good. That's great. I just don't have enough time to do all this. And why don't we? Why don't we have time to do everything? Huh? Look at my calendar. In here, I have birthdays, baseball games, church every Thursday. Huh? I'm busy. That's right. I am too busy. I am too busy doing all the other things. And what is the one thing that I don't have on my list? What? To pray. What else? Ask for help. Yeah, and I did. I asked help. For you, God. Yeah, for God. But we are so busy in our lives that we don't take time for each other. I'm running from one place to another place. And so, I have a list, a to-do list. What are some of the things that your family do? What do you do? T-ball. T-ball. He's T-ball. That's a lot of hours. Okay, what do you do?
Dance.
Oh, that's nice. That's fun. What do you do? When a song is on, you're going to dance?
No, sing.
Oh, you're going to sing. Oh, good. How about you, Katie? Soccer. Now, t-ball, dance, singing, soccer. Does your whole family go when you play t-ball? Everybody goes? Yes. When you play soccer, everybody doesn't go. So what are the things that we can put on my to-do list that we do together with everybody? A park. Yes, everybody can go and park. Go and play on the gym thing. And some of them may have water parks where you can go in the water. What else can we do as a family?
We can go shopping because we have no more groceries.
You have no more what?
No more groceries.
They have no more groceries, so they got to go shopping. That's on my list, too. Huh? You stay together. Yes. You stay together. So, even though we're busy with everything we need to do in our lives, we still need to remember that God is part of our lives and we need to share Him in our lives. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the kids who are willing to help me with all my chores so I can get them done. Let us share each other's joys in their lives and in their families. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.